Well, last week I got an email through from Audioboom, which basically said that the free accounts were coming to an end. So it looks as though my time on Audioboom is coming to a close after 8 years. It was one of the first apps that I put on my brand new iPhone 3GS when I got it, my first iPhone. And it was quite exciting. It was great to be able to record audio on the move. And I probably used it for the first 2 or 3 years quite a lot. Although probably not as much as a lot of people do. But it was great just for capturing the atmosphere of places and when I was doing things and taking pictures, recorded on the sides of mountains in the Highlands and recorded on Norfolk beaches, on blowy Norfolk beaches even. So I'm going to have to go through my archive of about 80 recordings, something like that, and save them somewhere, and then I might put together like a little podcast for my main podcast channel of sort of like the best recordings from it, just as a little sort of like homage to my time with Audioboom. I can understand why they've gone down the paid route. Obviously, you know, resources and things are not infinite, and the company has floated on the stock market within the last couple of years, I think it is. So they've got investors and things like that to keep happy now. And they obviously want to get rid of the drag on the company from those who don't pay anything. So it's understandable. But it does make me wonder how, if a company, say, like Facebook, turn around after all of these years and said, look, we're going over to a paid model. You're going to have to pay $10 a month to access your Facebook account. I wonder how that would go down. I imagine a lot of people who have literally put their life onto Facebook would not be that happy about being effectively held to ransom for their information. But be interesting if something like that actually did happen. Be interesting to see the response. But I've got other options. I've got the podcast channel that I've got that I haven't used that much recently, and it gives me an opportunity to be able to upload more there. Bit more of a technical challenge, not as easy as using Audioboom for getting information, getting the recording online, but I have got options. So by early December, the podcast on Audioboom will be effectively shut down. It probably won't go, but I'll see whether they get rid of it first. That's the reason why I'll make the archive. I'll see whether they actually get rid of this content. They say that they're going to store it, but I think the best thing for me is to just cut my losses. And I could leave it there as an archive, I suppose, if they allow that. But if they don't, then at least I'll have the recording safely somewhere else. But yeah, after 8 years, rather sad, but I suppose that's progress, isn't it?